Among other things, the OMB memo gave agency CIOs full authority over their commodity information technology spending. But Pentagon CIO Terry Takei says DOD is a big enterprise with competent CIOs in each of the services. She has no intention of telling each service precisely how to allocate their IT dollars.
First of all, I don't have any illusion that it makes a lot of sense for me to try to control the $38 billion and even more of what we spend. I mean, that's kind of a, quite frankly, a construct that would never work. And it shouldn't work, because the work that is being done in the services is the real work. And it's the work that's really closest to those that need that work done. The job that's being done out there, for all the challenges we have of it being done multiple different ways, is getting done, and it is getting done very, very well. We'd like for it to cost a little less, and we'd like for it to be a little less painful, but I think it's very important for us to know it's getting done.
Takei says even if she has the authority to mandate changes to many of the culture-driven IT spending decisions in the military services, issuing those mandates would be a bad idea. She says her job is to understand the needs of the military services and try to meet those needs, but do it in a way that benefits DOD as an enterprise.
Starting from the belief that no matter how much power you have, that you can mandate it, isn't going to be successful in any sense. Now, having said that, you do have to get to the point where, as you establish what the enterprise should do, that there are directives, and that in some cases there are consequences for noncompliance in those things that are really critical.
Takei says those things involve oversight of overall IT budgets. She says the DOD CIO's office is also working on directives dealing with information assurance on mobile devices as well as commercial cloud services. She says those will be pivotal for the department. Takei spoke with reporters just after she moderated a panel discussion with the military services CIOs at the Defense Information Systems Agency's annual conference in Baltimore. On the panel, she broached the topic of the Army's new enterprise email system and the way email addresses on the new system look. Instead of army.mil, users are now at mail.mil. The Army says they designed it that way because they want it to be a joint enterprise from the very start. They also know it'll be a tough sell to some of the other services. Brigadier General Kevin Nally is the Marine Corps CIO.
On the culture issue, we frickin' earned the title be United States Marines. And we are damn proud of it. And you can have at whatever .mil you want to have, but you are not changing my culture to put marine.mil. But I'm open to discussion.
I just love the fact that, you know, the Marines stood up and stated where they are. I mean, that's much better than, you know, sort of in the background saying to me, well, she's crazy and, you know, we're not going to do it anyway, right? And so what we've established, I think, is an openness to have the debate. And if you just look at something like email addresses, and I picked that deliberately this morning to talk about because I knew there wasn't agreement. And so the dialogue's going to be around what are the pros and cons? You know, what's the benefits to the individual service versus the pros and cons to an individual who has the opportunity to move around within DOD, and what are the costs of all these multiple email addresses? What are the security implications? And we'll continue to have that debate.
Another suggestion came from Admiral Kendall Card, the Navy CIO.
I'm absolutely sure if the DOD CIO told us we had to, that we'd be doing it.
But Takei says she has no intention of issuing such a mandate on enterprise email addressing schemes or even requiring the services to adopt the Defense Information System Agency's cloud email system, as the Army has. She says she'd rather the services adopt it because they see the value in it.
First of all, remember that enterprise email doesn't mean that everybody goes to DISA, per se. What it does mean is that we have to get to a common identity management structure. We have to get to a common directory structure. We have to be able to collaborate. That's really the infrastructure that's critical here. And we're working with Navy now to say, what does that look like for Navy? If you don't want to go to a DISA deck or go to a DISA deck at this particular point in time, which, by the way, you know, is probably the case because DISA's got their hands full right now getting Army on, at the same token, we don't want to go to a separate directories. We don't want to go to separate identity management. So that's the architecture that we're looking at now. And, you know, again, my preference is to work through that at the technical detailed level to get to our end objective, because sometimes when you do that, you don't have to dictate, and that's the best way to go. Because otherwise, if I dictated something, even if I had the authority to dictate it, I'm going to be the bad guy every time somebody's BlackBerry doesn't work. And that doesn't get you to the end objective.
Takai says DOD will be able to report back to OMB on the directives in this month's memo with concrete progress, even if she isn't taking full control of the department's IT dollars.
The question of that OMB is asking around strengthening the role of the CIO and actually getting tighter and more control over the operations isn't just me. It's me in combination with the folks that you saw as a part of the panel and also other CIOs inside DOD. You're going to see us be able to report on all of these efficiency initiatives that we talked about, which are a part of what OMB is expecting from us. And the second thing they're going to be expecting from us is better control of our programs. You see that in the TxDAT reporting, and they're going to want to see that. And a number of, you know, the initiatives that have been laid out in the IT reform.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.